USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Today, the TSA came out and said they would not be eliminating passenger screening at any of the federalized U.S. airports after reports surfaced last week that a proposal was under consideration to do so. Now, a TSA spokesman did say, though, that the TSA is hoping to implement new technology which will help speed up the process of going through security at airports. Voters today in five states are heading to the polls for Democrat and Republican primaries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A New York man's filed a big lawsuit against a celebrity chef over a dog food she endorses. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on this story.
In a TV commercial for Rachel Ray Nutrish dog food, Ray herself says,
"That's slow-roasted chicken. Here's a carrot. These are the whole ingredients you'll see in every dish from Nutrish recipe."
But she's facing a $5 million lawsuit over a claim that her dog food also contains a chemical weed killer. The lawsuit argues that testing by an independent lab found the dog food contains a chemical herbicide used in things like Roundup weed killer. The company that makes the dog food says it's reviewing details of the claim, but it stands behind the quality of its products, ingredients, and sourcing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is under investigation for tax fraud. Cohen did not respond to the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Roots. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Yesterday, Antifa protesters surrounded a Philadelphia restaurant where Turning Point USA leaders Charlie Kirk and Communications Director Candace Owens were trying to have a peaceful breakfast. The Antifa folks did pour water on Kirk, but he said he knows their ultimate goal.
They want us to apologize or back away from our support of the president. They are so frustrated that this president is succeeding, and they cannot reconcile with the fact that he's going to be the greatest president in modern American history and that the economy is booming, and you see them losing their mind, and they're resorting to these mob thuggish tactics.
Today, voters head to the polls in five states to decide Democrat and Republican primaries. Now, there's some Democrats that are out there pushing that Medicare for All proposal, but Dr. Mark Siegel joined Fox News to say why this will never happen.
It's not going to work in America for two reasons. One, we already talked about the price tag. Two, it's a direct attack on the employer health care system bill. 170 million people are already insured through their employer. And that works for both employer and employee. You know why? Employer doesn't have to pay taxes on the amount that they're giving. And for the employee, it's an incentive. I'll take that job. I get my health coverage through that. So that's a system that would be under direct attack here. The insurance companies are never going to let this happen. They're an enormous lobby in the United States. That's why it's a Democrat talking point. Our insurance industry, I think, and you've heard me say this on this show many times, is too strong.
Please check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. The Kane County Sheriff's Office says the body of a missing man from Kanab has been found. A DSU professor who won the right to keep his job after appealing to a state board says he's probably done with the school. The Washington County Fair is ready to get underway. It starts tomorrow and runs through Saturday. A vehicle flopped onto its side yesterday afternoon after rolling backward down State Route 18 just off the north on-ramp from Bluff Street. A car hit the median on Brigham Road and flipped over Monday morning after swerving to avoid causing a collision. And the 2018 Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah Professional Bicycle Racing event got underway yesterday on the Red Hills Parkway. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 108 today. Clear skies tonight, little hazy with some smoke, and 76 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and a little hazy, 107. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar reporting.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Lamest crime is loitering. Loitering. Can you imagine a guy with a 30-page rap sheet? That's all it says on there. Loitering, 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 loitering. Loitering, loitering, loitering. This guy's got nowhere to go. Loitering, loitering, loitering. What do you do with a guy like that? Throw him in jail where he can't go anywhere? Loitering. Is something really a crime when it's remedied as easily as, all right, move along?
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you here on a Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, okay. Just checking.
All day.
All day long. Next 24 hours. Well, you know, what's left of it. Anyway, welcome to the show. I've got Uncle Milty with me today.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Lot hitting the local news. What can we say? We have Ken Peterson on. How are you?
I'm still unemployed. How are you?
Lots of news about you today. Let me just say, this started breaking yesterday and hit the local news. And of course, Dixie State University is in, what can I say? They've had so many problems in the last few years that it's been a subject on our show numerous times because of all the problems they're having. And all the court cases and all of the other stuff that's been going on, the shenanigans, I'll say, because I could actually say that now because of what we have seen. It's been amazing. And we've just got to talk about this. Ken, you just for a brief 1 minute snapshot, because you've been on before, you were on and you were fired, right? You emailed your son and talked to him and
that's Glenn.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. For you, Ken, because there have been three DSU professors, much loved DSU professors, with stellar records, all fired. Okay. Within the last 3 years. Given notice of termination within the last 3 years.
Dennis was a suspension is what his was.
Okay. And then Varlo.
And Varlo would be number four.
Okay.
And numerous others.
Which was, all of these have been completely unexpected. I was getting messages galore on all of these cases because you guys are much loved throughout the community. And people in the community, and I would have to say, in kind of more prestigious positions, were reaching out to me going, oh my gosh, what in the world's going on? You've got to talk about this on the show. And so we invited you on, and you were, I think you were shocked. I mean, utterly shocked at this. Were you not?
Well, yes and no.
When this first happened?
Well, we've seen it play out, and I felt like there was a target on me because I allied myself with Varlo, and clearly that was a very contentious
termination. And he was the drama. You were music. He used drama.
And he and I collaborated together for 12 years with nationally award-winning shows.
Yeah.
It makes me cry to think about it. They were so wonderful.
Well, yes.
So fun.
It built the reputation of that school, okay?
Yeah.
Because of the superb quality of what you guys were doing. And then, of course, you were also doing choirs and so forth throughout the community.
Yeah.
So when I say much loved, I'm not joking. I mean, we're talking about people that are highly respected in our community. And all of a sudden, they gave you a letter of termination.
Right. Now, Glenn was suspended in January and then terminated March 2nd. I had no notice whatsoever.
Wow. And what is Glenn's position? What was Glenn's position?
He was the music department chair for many years.
And
he,
your position?
The director of vocal activities. I oversaw all the voice lessons and the adjunct and the assignment of those lessons. Which at one time were 100 students a semester.
Right. And so they delivered this notice to you, and it was based on hearsay from somebody like I'm going to go as far as fifth party, can't even be third, overhearing something somebody said in a cafe. I mean, it was just, it was crazy.
Right.
The facts, so-called facts they came up with for termination.
At the time of the notice of termination, that was the only affidavit they had. By the time I saw it in the hearing in May, was so heavily redacted, we could barely make sense of it.
Because it was like so-and-so heard from so-and-so who was sitting in a cafe that you may have said something derogatory about somebody in a department. I mean, it was just...
And many of the items in the affidavit were factually false.
Right.
Like the affidavit stated that I was teaching a theater class. I've never taught a theater class in my life. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that was the supposed evidence.
So it went to the Board of Regents, right? It went up to...
After the faculty review board exonerated us.
Totally. I want to make sure people realize that. Exonerated you from anything.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And typically the president makes the final decision. He was recused because of a conflict of interest, an alleged victim of mine. And
an alleged is right because he was no victim of yours. So go ahead.
I have been critical of this administration.
Well, it's after seeing other people fired within all these people you work with and saying there was no cause or just cause for that person to even be fired. So who wouldn't be?
Well,
I would be too.
As I've stated before, my problem is that my wife and I were right in the center of the storm that was swirling around Farlow Davenport. My wife was in his class.
Right.
Drama star witness teacher. In his defense. I know him better and worked with him more than anybody. And I have never even heard him raise his voice, let alone do anything abusive.
Right. There was like an accusation like that.
Ultimately respectful and considerate of his students.
And the students were in class and said that didn't happen. And basically, the Dixie State University, they were actually caught lying on the stand, and also their police force was caught lying on the stand. So there was lots of stuff going on in that court case that was just egregious.
And then we have access to the emails that are now a matter of public record between Mr. Hauser and the president and others.
Who's another teacher. Mm-hmm. Professor.
And clearly, I mean, you read the emails, the truth is evident. And so my problem is knowing this stuff and being at the center of this, and people ask me what's going on, what am I going to tell them?
Right. You're going to,
I tell them what I know.
Yeah. And that's
all I tell them. And that's
being truthful.
And that's... That's why I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because I didn't know that if you work at DSU, you have no freedom of speech whatsoever to speak to other people. So that was a new one. And so then it went up higher up the food chain.
All right. So president was recused. So it went to a representative from the Utah System of Higher Education who received the materials. Exactly which materials were received, we still don't know.
Okay.
That was never revealed to us.
So the college could have sent them extra stuff.
We just don't know.
Okay.
And the decision was rendered in our favor that we not be terminated. They could find no reason to terminate us.
I don't think I would say that it's in your favor.
So they found nothing.
I wouldn't say that. There were certain, in this decision, and I can't be too specific, they disregarded a lot of what the faculty review board said and found reason to impose certain terms.
Okay.
And conditions that were not, I mean, they were doable and probationary.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was, in my case, they left the door open for the university to draft what the university called this last chance agreement.
Right. A last chance agreement.
And as soon as I saw that, I knew I was in trouble because having witnessed how the administration tends to function, that they would exploit that.
And exploit it they did.
And I have to tell you, it was emailed to me at 1:24 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
July 15th. I woke up at 5:30 Sunday morning getting ready to go to my Sunday meetings. I saw it in the inbox and with my hands shaking, read through that thing, and it was worse. It was more disheartening to me than the initial termination notice.
Yeah. Yeah, because the things that you have to sign your name to in this document to
right.
then work there, if because the, like I said already, you've had two different boards say you shouldn't have never been fired.
That's a grueling process. I mean, we went through the process months and months, all this work, all this time, all this money, all this preparation, and the humiliation of going through this whole process, and coming out. I don't want to say prevailing,
mm-hmm.
prevailing in this yeah. in this process to get your job back. And then they do something like this, which there's no process with which you can really fight that.
Oh, my gosh. And you should see what's in this document. I when I read it, I was my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe they were making you sign a document that said that you have demonstrated unprofessional, uncivil behavior towards the college.
Which is contrary to the findings of the FRB.
Yes, that you displayed inappropriate behavior.
Now, and I love how vague that is and how sensational that is, because mm-hmm. it makes me sound like some creep.
Yes, towards students.
Right, right.
They don't qualify that. They don't. You're right. They leave it extremely vague.
That's intentional.
That DSU lost confidence in your ability to act professionally and appropriately. What is appropriately? Oh
right.
my gosh, in an unsupervised or secluded areas, it does make you sound
right?
like a creep.
Now, mind you, for 28 years, this is all I have done is one-on-one instruction
oh
with
my
students.
Gosh.
Most of them females, because more females study singing than males.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never in my career. Have I received any disciplinary action for anything untoward happening in private lessons?
Yeah.
You don't have thousands of friends and people who've studied with you if you're an abusive professor. And you don't have a 28-year career if you're an abusive professor.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, I almost couldn't believe all of this. And it goes on. I'm not kidding. This is
five
insane.
Pages.
Let's see, what else? That you shall not engage in any conduct that will damage, undermine, or sabotage DSU's voice, music, theater, art, dance program, or facility.
Now, what kills me about those is they are so vague.
Yeah. Sabotage?
They're not defined at all. I could trip and fall and knock over a set piece and get fired for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the due process is...
Because this is
a last
chance document.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, paragraph 22. Dr. Uh-huh. Peterson understands that if he fails to meet the conditions of this agreement, he will be terminated from employment.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
It's impossible to meet all of these conditions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could, anytime they want, say you broke one of these...
You can't
ridiculously.
Yeah, you can't participate in any review boards, selection process for department chairs,
right.
associate deans. You can't be a part of anything. You basically can't say anything ever. You're precluded from having any access to personnel information. I mean, they're stripping you of everything.
Well, it gets worse.
Yeah.
What I can and can't say in public, on campus, online, or through intermediaries. Now. Having been born and raised in these United States,
thought you had free speech, right?
We take that for granted until someone tries to take it from you.
True.
That I did not anticipate how I would feel like they were stripping a part of me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But,
well, you should have known it when they used the salutation comrade.
Right.
But the kicker for me,
mm-hmm.
paragraph 28.
Mm-hmm.
This agreement shall be valid and binding from the date of its signing throughout the remainder of Dr. Peterson's employment with DSU.
Jeez.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Yeah, you're not allowed to use social media because they think you're going to make unfounded, derogatory, untruthful statements about DSU.
Or heaven forbid,
you haven't said anything
these horrible documents they're trying to get me to sign.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We're gonna head to a break for just a second. You got to stick around for this. You just won't believe this. You just won't believe this document. It's all I can say. I'm still kind of in shock after reading it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
You feel feel it every morning when you take a hot shower. You hear it every time you turn on your TV or radio. You smell it when you're cooking dinner.
Honey, that smells great!
It's the energy that powers your home. And because you bought a home in the Dixie Power service area, you're spending a lot less on electricity than if you bought somewhere else. Dixie Power has the most affordable rates in the area and is always working to make your life better. Safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Hi, my name is Jamie, and I trust my eyes to Southwest Vision. I really appreciate when I walk into their office and it feels like I'm home, and I feel like I'm treated like family. Dr. Gooch has been so great with me and all of my children, not only worrying about my eyes, but everything else, and I feel like when I'm there, I'm home.
I'm Mike McFarland, and I trust my eyes to Southwest Vision. They're friendly, they're professional, they're thorough, but mostly they care, and we love them all. They're just really neat people.
Trust your eyes to Southwest Vision.
And now our Ask the Expert Minute with Brad Stapley from Stapley Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
Making sure your children are properly hydrated, especially when they're involved in outdoor activities, is crucial. Kids don't always recognize the early stages of thirst, which can make them vulnerable to becoming dehydrated. Even mild dehydration can lead to tiredness, headaches, reduced ability to concentrate, and dry, itchy skin. Chronic dehydration can cause a myriad of health problems. Replacing fluids is crucial. Sport drinks can be helpful. While they are not designed to replace daily water consumption, they can be helpful to rehydrate and replace lost energy stores depleted during sports and other activities. Avoid dehydration by making sure your kids drink more water. For more information about keeping your kids hydrated, go to stapleypharmacy.com. Remember, your pharmacist is your most accessible medical professional.
Stop by any of our Stapley Pharmacy's 3 locations. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rio Stones is pleased to announce that Jay Day has joined their team. Not only does Rio Stones house over 900 slabs of stone like granite, quartz, marble, and more imported from quarries all around the world, but their 12,000-foot showroom is indoors, so you can stay cool while you find the stone that is right for your home. Rio Stones has the largest selection of natural stone in St. George and is proud to announce their partnership with LG for Via Terra Quartz. Rio Stones on Commerce Drive in the Fort Pierce Industrial Park. Visit riostonesutah.com. Rio Stones, importer of natural stone.
Matt, I'm bummed.
What's going on, man?
I've been meaning to come to Nielsen RV, get that trailer I've had my eye on. You know, the kids are going back to school. I just don't think I can swing it right now.
Hey, no worries. Nielsen RV's got you covered. We not only get you that new RV with no money down, but we'll also cut you back $500 for your school supplies.
Really? And get a great deal and the warranty forever?
You know how we roll.
No money down and $500 for back to school supplies? See Nielsen RV at any of their 4 locations: St. George, Hurricane, West Valley, and NielsenRV.com.
This is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. If you've always wanted to learn to play the piano or keyboard, now's your chance. Piano Gallery is offering an 8-session class that will teach you the basic, all for only $20. Call the Piano Gallery today to sign up. Deseret Industries would like to thank you for 80 years of transforming lives. Celebrate with us and save 20% on all donated goods, August 13th through 15th. Learn more at DeseretIndustries.org. Helping you help so many. That's the why behind DI.
Hi, my name is Mary. I want to tell you about Stuckey Family Pharmacy and their pre-pack service. I take care of my husband's medications, and that's 13 pills every single day. It's overwhelming. When I found out Sam down at Stuckey Family Pharmacy will pre-pack all his pills for free, I was thrilled. It's so easy. He sends us a monthly tray of everything organized in individual days and times the pill should be taken, and they will deliver it for free. It really cuts down on my stress. Thank you, Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Daly Show here, and wow, local Utah Hour. I have Uncle Milty with me, and we're just talking to Ken Peterson about this. He is a professor, Dr. Peterson, I should say, professor at DSU, or was. It's a very interesting story, and I think one that everyone needs to digest because of all the problems going on at DSU. And I mean, many, many, many problems at DSU under this the leadership there, that they were kind of picking off different professors and firing them, which really and truly, it was really kind of found out, as there was no really conclusive evidence to do any of this, that they went ahead and started picking people off, and for no reason, ruining lives. And Ken was offered this last chance agreement after two different boards reviewed the information by the college for terminating Ken, and found that there weren't any reasons
should be reinstated.
That you should be reinstated.
Yeah.
So then the college came up with a last chance agreement. This document is so egregious. I can't even stress that enough. I really, truly can't. This document has 28 items that you have to sign and agree to,
right,
which are even more egregious than the original, what they were even doing originally. This is almost like the wording they're using and everything that they're saying that you have to agree to go back. I could never sign this. I couldn't do it. Let's take the phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to this. I've seen a couple of instances like this before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your guest has planned in the legal realm, but the Hafer versus Snell Supreme Court decision of 1992 offers a very, very good tool to go after these people if he so wishes. And there's about 18 different things just listening to it that he could swing against the wall, and probably half of them would stick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know how anxious he would be to do that, but it would probably set these people back in their teasers, considering just what I've heard on the show.
Yeah.
So that's something that perhaps he would consider. That's Hafer versus Snell Supreme Court decision 1992.
All right. We'll get there. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. You'll have a lot of concerned people mm-hmm. after hearing this.
I like number 24, though.
What's number 24?
The parties specifically acknowledge and agree that Dr. Peterson retains all rights afforded him under the United States Constitution, the Utah Constitution, and federal or state law, except everything we've taken away.
So
I mean,
true.
It's insane.
Yeah, 1 through 10. We've taken those away.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty amazing. You're not allowed to use any device to take or transmit pictures and photographs of students, faculty, staff, or administration without their express permission. You are to cease unprofessional behaviors. They have said this numerous times in this document that you have to agree to, many of which affect DSU's operations and services and are to the detriment of your fellow faculty.
Now, here's what's interesting.
Wow.
There has been damage done mm-hmm. to the reputation of Dixie State University, which I love this place.
Right. Which wasn't done by you.
I sank my life into this
right.
for 16 years,
mm-hmm.
and yet they're shifting the blame to Ken Peterson.
Right.
I'm responsible.
Right. It's all your behavior.
Right. If I had just shut my mouth and rolled over, everything would be great.
Right. No. The college has done this to themselves.
That blame shifting,
that
drives me crazy.
Pretty amazing.
I'm trying to fight for this institution.
Yeah.
And this administration does not equate to Dixie State University. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This administration is not DSU.
Right.
DSU are its faculty who have been there for decades.
Right.
DSU is comprised of the members of this community who love this, who mm-hmm. used to love this institution.
Right.
DSU are the students,
right.
the local constituents who we should be serving first and foremost.
Right.
If they were actually worried about all of the things in this letter,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want you back.
Yeah, I mean, truly, if the fact that they had to write all this out, or they wanted to,
they wanted you to not sign it because there's no way somebody could sign this because you're incriminating yourself to not
by
to anything they came up with or created in their own minds. So allegedly, Mark Hauser was the one that got the ball rolling on the firing of the first Professor Varlo Davenport, and you are not allowed to be physically closer to than 500 feet to him. That sounds like a restraining order, yet it's not a restraining order. It's just the college's stipulation that you're never allowed within 500 feet of another professor.
You know,
this is
what's
bizarre.
Truly ironic about it is in the hearing, I was accused of not being collegial enough with Mr. Hauser.
Make up their minds.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
And now they're telling me I can't or shouldn't. And the whole thing
I'd
is
like
really...
I'd like to know
and to
who,
be perfectly
who
honest,
this guy, I don't know, friends with, but anyway.
After I witnessed what was done to Varlo Davenport for my own, out of concern for my own position, I avoided.
Right.
I did avoid.
Yeah.
We're not in the same department.
Right.
We're not legally contracted to work together.
Sure.
So I just kept to myself.
Let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say that I think it's great that we're talking about all the things wrong that the college is doing, and anyone who reads these documents can see that all of these things are wrong. But where is anyone within the government to protect us from these things happening? They're just allowing it to continue and continue.
Yes.
The
You're absolutely right.
Question.
The board.
Where's the oversight?
The board. Yes, we have government officials, local government on the board, and they should be doing something.
And they
something.
Don't care.
Nope, they do not care.
I have
it's
to believe
very evident.
This is just a.
Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that.
This is a political hot potato.
It is.
And it is
But that shouldn't matter.
It is unprecedented for the state to intervene in internal university politics. I mean. There's not a lot of precedent for that.
Right.
And it has to be extraordinary circumstances.
You're really generous to say that.
No, really.
Rather than put yourself first, you're worried about the political hot potato.
Yeah.
Well,
no, you should be first in this.
No, I'm friends with legislators and and people. Yeah. And I know they're good people, but they're not dictators either.
Right. Here's another one.
It's
how would you? Well, let me put this out to the audience. How would you like to sign a document after two boards said that you should have never been terminated in the first place? Okay, that are supposed to be over the college. The college comes at you and makes you sign this. You shall not engage in any intimidating, threatening, and coercing conduct or speech with Hauser or any faculty member, staff, administration, or any student, or in any of the DSU campuses or facilities in a manner that results in objectively hostile work or educational environment. That means that somehow, some way, you're supposed to sign a document that says that basically you're agreeing that you've done this before, so you're not going to do it again.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
I can't even. And that you won't have any electronic communication or social media to slander, defame, intimidate, threaten, or coerce. And the same exact stuff. And so that's saying, again, the same exact thing.
You're
that
known
you've done
for
that.
This,
you're known for this.
Right,
you've done this. And so you're not allowed to do it again when you've not done this. And that's why both boards, the state board, too, said you should have never been terminated.
Well, and I can tell you this in general. In the hearing, it came out under cross-examination that none of the witnesses had ever personally seen or read anything I had ever personally written that was critical of Mr. Hauser.
Yeah.
They attributed that to me, but I have never done that.
You're also not allowed to be aggressive interpersonal encounters, which disrupt classroom, which you've never done in your life, departmental or organizational functioning, and you shall refrain from such behavior, construed as being unprofessional and uncivil, to students or faculty, which you've never done, and you're not allowed to use harsh, foul, or coarse language to insult others, which you've never done, and physically aggressive. Have you been physically aggressive, Ken? No, he has not. Interpersonal encounters.
I'm surprised they didn't put 29 in.
What's 29?
Don't forget to take your antipsychotic medications.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my favorite paragraphs is 26.
Yeah.
This last chance agreement is not precedent setting and may not be cited as precedent or referenced in future disciplinary matters for anyone other than Dr. Peterson.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is a very strange admission
yes.
yeah.
of how prejudiced, discriminatory, inequitable, unjustifiable,
Yeah.
And unethical this whole document is. Yeah. It can't be used for any. I feel really special, actually.
After the boards, both boards said you should have never been fired. They should be, I mean, on the ground groveling for you to come back and not be angry.
Right.
I mean, this kind of document spits in your face and basically says to you, you will agree that you have done all of these things.
Yep.
Or you can't come back. And by the way, we're leaving it so vague that we could fire you at any moment.
Yep.
But by the way, guys, we're the good guy because we let him back. After the two boards said that you should have never been fired.
Yeah.
If something doesn't happen to this administration, I can't even imagine that it wouldn't. At this point, even for you to be made to sign this to come back, I just, the fact that administration still stands is beyond me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I joined a little late, so forgive me if this has been discussed, but right off the top of my head, another problem that screams out at me is who's going to define or determine whether any of these activities fit the prohibited list. I mean, gosh, you've got
the janitor.
What's offensive to me might not be to you.
Ding,
and
ding.
Who's going to measure the 500 feet and how? And, you know, I see this. obviously, it's a list where they're just making so they can check things off and say, okay, you're done. But, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
don't
I
you?
Do. Yeah. I do. Who
Valid
will do
point.
That? Because the evidence to first file a letter of determination for Ken was hearsay, somebody in a cafe overhearing somebody who said something.
And we still
and
don't know
it
who
was,
the person
and we,
is.
Yeah, they never identified them.
I
You're
mean,
not allowed to know who your
process,
accusers
we never
are.
Don't even know
so,
who it was.
So it was so vague that they can do that again because they've done it before.
Yep.
And what's derogatory? You know, if you don't like the color of a building, is you know, and, and you make that statement, is that derogatory? I mean, this is so wide open that it can be interpreted any way they want to, and he would have no recourse but to get lawyers involved, and then you have to go
Again.
Through the back and forth of how to define it. Well, I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you guys.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, he's right, and the fact that Dixie can go, well, we hired him back. He's the one that messed up, you know, on any little tiny whatever the infraction that they want
to
pull.
I would try to get this published anywhere and everywhere that I could because I know that there's an attorney somewhere in the world that would look at that and say, I'm going to take this on.
Right. Caller, go right ahead. Welcome, caller.
Yeah, one of the oldest principles, American principles, equal treatment under the law.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously not equal treatment, or every professor would have to sign this. There's no, it's punitive, yet there was no unethical conduct, no violation of regulations, no violation of the law. So he's being prosecuted as punitive discrimination and, you know, potential suit here. Equal.
Yeah.
All the professors have to be treated equally unless they've done something wrong. He hasn't been done anything wrong.
Yep.
So this is in violation of American, I mean, the 14th Amendment. This is the main focus of it, equal treatment under the law.
That's right.
And, there's rights violations, so it's punitive. There are clear and obvious rights violations, individual rights.
Oh,
so,
I agree.
I think this is a case for to go to court. I mean, this is really disgusting that our leaders in our local university
and government,
it'd be so blatant in their violation of rights and discriminatory.
Agree. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, this whole document is mind-boggling.
Yes,
and when you read this, I can't even imagine your reaction to this when you first.
Yeah, I was
this.
Physically shaking.
I bet.
I could not. I mean, I wasn't surprised. Way back in April, I asked my attorney, "What happens if they offer me my job back and give me some horrible non-disclosure agreement?"
Right.
This was far beyond what I
imagined. You weren't expecting this. I don't think anyone could ever be expecting this. And have they done this before and somebody kept this quiet and signed something like this?
That's a good question.
I mean, this is, the caller is dead on. This is such a violation of your rights, such a violation of the Constitution, that this is a lawsuit just waiting to happen, and they will lose. You can't do this after you have wrongfully terminated somebody, and then it's come back where they did not find the same findings, and then they want to reinstate you, and this, this is definitely, in fact, every single paragraph of the 28 has the same language in it, same kind of, you will agree that you've been all of these things and that you won't continue to be them. I don't even know what else to say about it other than this is, people out there listening should be so outraged about this. Michael LaCourse was the one that signed this, VP of Affairs at Dixie State College. You should just be outraged. I'm outraged. I can't even believe they're getting away with this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
Back to school time at the Mattress Store. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and our back to school Sealy sale is on now, with Sealy mattresses starting at $299. Twin, full, or queen. Need a mattress direct shipped? No problem. Save with 0% financing options. Find us online at stgeorgemattress.com, on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington next to Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Matt, I'm bummed.
What's going on, man?
I've been meaning to come to Nielsen RV, get that trailer I've had my eye on. You know, the kids are going back to school. I just don't think I can swing it right now.
Hey, no worries. Nielsen RV's got you covered. We not only get you that new RV with no money down, but we'll also cut you back $500 for your school supplies.
Really? And get a great deal and the warranty forever?
You know how we roll.
No money down and $500 for back to school supplies? See Nielsen RV at any of their four locations, St. George, Hurricane, West Valley, and NielsenRV.com.
Since 1994, you've trusted InfoWest with all of your internet needs. Now InfoWest is bringing that same reliability and friendly service you've come to expect to home and business security. Hi, Southern Utah. Ryan Bowler from InfoWest Security. As many of us get ready to leave for the summer, have peace of mind while you're away with an InfoWest security system. Check up and control your home systems while you're away right from your smartphone. InfoWest Security uses the most advanced systems so you can control your lights, thermostats, and security from almost anywhere. Give me a call to learn more. 435-674-0165.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
When you read to your young children, you're helping them learn new words.
Which book do you want your daddy to read to you?
Moon! Good night, Moon!
And since it's during their first 3 years that they learn the most, it's very important that you start reading to them today.
In a big green room, there's a picture of a cow jumping over the moon.
For you, it's a pleasant moment. For them, it's a better future.
And the cow jumped over the moon! Moon!
You and your loving care can be their best teachers. Message brought to you by L. Valor and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Okay, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They're fabulous. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They can help you lose some weight and keep it off. And my husband, he's doing really well. He's lost 18 pounds. And I'm serious. I've lost weight. He's lost weight. It's been amazing. Get over to Dr. Diet Wellness Center and make sure they're helping you, because they truly can. They've got all of the skills and all of the things that can help you. And they also have the Fat Blaster shots, B12 shots. They can give you weekly. And that accountability makes a huge difference. They can also identify what kind of diet your body type needs to be on, so that you can, so that they can help you with the right one. We have to take calls. I have Ken Peterson in. He was recently let go from, fired from Dixie State. They have since given him this last chance document that is so egregious, I don't even know where to start. In fact, the fact that they even gave this to you, I'm actually shocked. I'm so shocked that they would actually give this to you to incriminate themselves. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm on. Anyway, I just want to talk. You're still with the Ken terminations, right?
Yeah, we're still talking about that. Yes.
Perfect. I was noticing it talks about him not having any proxy to speak on his behalf.
Yeah.
With it being a completely undisclosed statement that we aren't supposed to know about, the students themselves are put in a position where if we said anything in regards to, say, Mark Howard or anything, we would end up being directly responsible for Ken getting fired out of that last chance agreement.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things I hadn't considered.
Yep.
That's true. You bring up a fantastic point. Thank you.
So don't
that.
Ever talk
yeah,
to me.
Thank that you. Yeah, basically, everybody would be
feeling
like...
Stay away
from
Ken
like,
Peterson. You'll be fine.
It's true, though. I mean, honestly, he's got a point. Wow. This also didn't guarantee you schedule courses. It didn't guarantee... It also says in there that they can change at any time, right?
That's not the best part of this. My degree... I have 3 degrees. Bachelor's of Music in Voice Performance. Okay. Master's of Music in Voice Performance. A Doctor of Arts in Voice Performance and Pedagogy. Very highly specialized degrees.
Right.
I am qualified to teach singing.
Right.
That's what I'm qualified to
do. Sure.
And here they say in paragraphs 2 and 4 that I can't do that anymore.
Yep.
I'm going to teach general education courses for which I have not been trained. I'm not a musicologist. This is like telling an obstetrician he has to practice podiatry now.
Right, right. No, this is taking somebody that's high up in a company and saying you're going to go work in the janitorial closet downstairs in the basement.
I'm not even saying that. The musicology courses are important and take special training. But
it's taking
it's not
you
me.
And they could put you anywhere and say, well, we've fulfilled our end of the agreement. We've given you a caseload, right?
And then they're going to hire somebody else redundantly to do the job that they hired me to do.
And then possibly look for a way to see that this agreement can boot you out the door.
Well, of course. As I said before, it's like having a gun to my head for the rest of my career with a hair trigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done. Goodbye.
I'd be afraid to go to work under this document because it's so vague, because they put so many different types of things into this document. I would be afraid to go to work. I'd be afraid to talk to anybody. Honestly.
They've created, with this document, the most hostile workplace that could ever be created under the EEOC's
rules. You're not kidding.
Yep.
You're not
constructive
kidding.
Discharge. Yep. That's what it is.
Yep. All 28 paragraphs are like this. I'm not joking. I mean, it's pretty bad. And I almost can't believe that they actually delivered this to you. I'm really in shock, actually, because all this does is point to them to say how egregious they actually are and what they're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what now? I mean, what do you do now? You can't sign this. Nobody would incriminate themselves like
funny.
This.
I've had people say, why don't you just sign it and go back to work?
Yeah, after
now
being exonerated.
And now they've read the document. They're like, don't sign that.
Don't sign it. You can't.
Well, barring a miracle, I've been preparing for this since March because I saw it happen to my friend, Varlo Davenport.
Right.
My house is nearly finished and remodeled and ready to put on the market, and we'll take that money and buy a house elsewhere.
Which makes me really sad. And the reason that all of us should be concerned about this is we would be losing somebody that is so highly respected and talented and has such a fantastic reputation in this area. Which, by the way, Dixie does not have a fantastic reputation. But we would be losing somebody that has skills and talent and a devotion to these students here. And you're going to be losing that. And it makes me sick that they'd be willing to do that, because I know how respected you are. You should have seen the people reaching out to me on your behalf, and Glenn and Varlo. I have had a constant steady stream of messages since Varlo's case of why in the world would they do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're hurting the students. And why? Why are they picking off instructors and professors and ruining lives? Why are they doing this? I mean, my gosh, I remember in Varlo's case, I think it was Don Reed was caught lying on the stand because he said they didn't have cameras. Yes, they did. And so there was all kinds of stuff going on in the Varlo case. And, he's got such a great case, and it's moving forward right now.
Yep.
And, of course, this is a case you could take like that. I mean, this is...
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Is this going to hurt you? Let's say you decided to move to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this going to hurt you in trying to find another position?
Of course, it damages me in a number of ways. Even though I've been exonerated, the publicity of this, and when you go to interview or apply for a job elsewhere, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you're that guy.
Yes.
You make trouble for administrators. We don't want to hire you. It's just going to make it that much harder.
Yeah.
Secondly, a job in academia and higher education is not lucrative unless you're an administrator.
Right.
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 The cherry on top of this profession, if you stay at it long enough, it's a consistent income. And by the end, you will have enough retirement that you can retire comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 56 years old. I'm at the point where I can really start socking it away for retirement.
Right.
That's all going to be
gone.
Yeah. I mean, I still have what I have invested in the retirement account, but it's not enough to retire on. And I've got to start all over again, climb that ladder. So
And the reputation that you've established has been amazing. And so you have to start all over somewhere. That is so unfair to you. And after both boards found that there was,
no reason for termination.
No reason for termination, then this should have been reinstated back to normal.
Yes.
They should have been saying, please come back. We're happy to have you. No strings attached. Look at this. Look at this. 28 paragraphs that you have to sign.
The word is vindictive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Punitive.
Yeah, I sure hope this was sent back to
disenfranchising.
The groups that said you shouldn't have been terminated in the first place. So, I mean, what will they do with this?
Right.
They should be horrified that a college under their purview is doing this to somebody.
Yep.
They should be horrified at that.
Yep. I agree.
Let's just hope they are.
They have to be embarrassed now that this is out in the public. Though.
And why aren't those on the board speaking out? Why aren't those on the board saying, this is wrong? We have government officials. I think Pike's on the board. There's a lot of people on this board,
Yeah, Mayor
correct?
Pike is on the board of trustees.
Yeah, why He's isn't he speaking out on your behalf? Where is he? He's just silent? It's crickets? Why?
He's Mayor Pike.
Well, they have political careers to consider.
Oh, that is the weakest thing I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, that is so
that's
weak.
That's a political reality.
It's like, stand up for these people that are being, their lives are being ruined. And when you're on a board like that, they're the ones that have the say-so over the college to a certain extent. They should be speaking out. And
well,
the fact
they're
that they're
also
not
being
makes
fed
me
the narrative
angry.
From the administration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So which are they supposed to believe? And how's a person supposed to determine the truth in all of this? By the facts, by looking at the documents like I published yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even they would know that the Board of Regents said you should have not been fired, right?
Yeah.
So they would have known that. When they see this type of document, they should be horrified.
This document.
So Pike should be speaking out about this document and saying this is horrifying that they would hand this to you. After everybody else just said you shouldn't have been terminated.
I would like that.
That would be really nice.
That would be
wouldn't
nice.
It,
that
it would be
nice.
Really nice
sure.
to see
it
that.
Takes
but nobody's
away.
Brave anymore. Nobody has any courage anymore. What's going on?
No, and this document takes. I mean, it takes any credibility they have. It's gone. It's obvious what they've done here.
Yeah.
By the way, I did not want to publicize this. I've been sitting on this document for 3 weeks.
I was going to ask you about that.
Trying exhaustively to come to some compromise with this administration.
To get them to change, and they won't? They did not budge?
Not an inch.
Wow.
Not one iota.
They should be embarrassed that this is out. I'm
nothing.
Jeez. Words.
And so this is a crazy thing to do, to publicize this and put myself out in the public in this manner again, but I was left without an option.
Well, yeah. What option do you have? I couldn't sign it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you are live. Okay. All righty then. Hi, caller. You are live. Go right ahead.
Oh, I made it. Yay.
Yay. Go right ahead.
Hey, I listened to your show, and the problem I have is I have not heard anything that says why he is forced to sign that thing. I've heard the word he has to sign it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
How are they? Has he already signed it?
Oh,
No. He won't sign it.
No.
I wouldn't say nobody in their right mind would sign a document that incriminated you like this. This is just insane after he was found that he shouldn't have been terminated. So, Let's let him answer that since we're short on time. Thank you so much.
So if I understand the question,
do you have to sign this?
A university is not necessarily about, it's not civil law. And the best way I've described that is a university president is like a monarch.
Okay.
There's not really checks and balances within a university system.
And so they can make you sign this?
Yeah. They can make it a condition of my reinstatement. Yeah, they can.
And they don't have to put that through the board, or they don't have to put that through the Board of Regents, or they can just decide within their own.
Right. These boards that have oversight, they do not make a practice of intervening in internal university politics.
We have a lot of calls trying to come through. Hi, caller. Make it quick. What's on your mind?
You know, I'd sign that document in a heartbeat with my initials, FU, and then I'd have lunch with my lawyer.
Thank you.
You bet.
There's one way around it.
I wondered where he was going with that.
All righty then. I think you know what? Let me venture to guess that everybody out there is thinking the same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I was too. I was thinking there's no way. And I think that they should answer. The college needs to answer for why they would hand you this type of document to sign, and why they're trying to incriminate you, and basically why they're trying to hire you back only to fire you for whatever reason they can come up with. Because that's basically the root of this document,
yep,
is to leave it so wide open they can get rid of you. But they look like the good guy for hiring you back.
There you go.
I know. Because you would have, if you would have signed this, this all would have been confidential, correct?
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm,
so we would have never known that you had to sign your life away
to a
document.
That's right.
And basically say that you've done all these things that you would have never done in your lifetime. So
right. They're holding me hostage for my employment.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so I'm so glad you had the courage to come out with this document, because I know that must have been very hard. You're basically...
It's a fine line between courage and desperation.
Well, I say it's courage because,
thank you.
You know, because you have the integrity, which the college lacks, you have the integrity to say, I cannot sign this, would not sign this, and under any circumstances, cannot, because you are not guilty of any of these things.
No. And I have to say, I have an incredible support system. I'm married to an angel.
Yes.
I have a wonderful family and incredible friends and a community. I think I've had 4 people offer to have me live in their house.
Oh, my gosh. And DSU will never replace you, because you have such a love for this community and these people. And we're going the extra mile. You should have seen the things I've heard about Dr. Peterson over the last little while here. You are amazing, and people feel that way about you, and that is absolutely no shock to me. The fact that you have enough courage and enough integrity to say, I'm sorry, no, I've had it. You guys want to do this? This is on you. The college has severe problems. The college need a reorganization of administration. This is so apparent after we've been talking about them so much on the show the last 3 years. It's been amazing the things that I've even seen them do. So for everybody listening, you got about 30 seconds. What would you like people to know, Ken?
Thank you. I'm brought to tears when I read the messages of support, not just from local people I haven't heard from in 10
right,
years.
Right.
Are you okay? We're behind you, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but and I've said this before, thank you. Regardless of what happens, I will forever be grateful to everything everyone has done on our behalf.
Well, you let me know what you launch next, and I will help you in any way
thank
I
you.
Possibly can on this show.
Thank
so
you.
You just let me know, because I'd be happy to send anybody your way.
Thank you.
They'd be lucky to get you.
Aww.
Lucky.
Thank
private
you.
Lesson, whatever you choose to do. We'll be right back on the national show. Got a lot to talk about. I think the next hour probably will surprise a lot of you. So we'll come right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
You've dreamed about it. It's been carefully planned. Nothing's been left to chance, but it could be the most important day of your life.
When it just has to be perfect.
call Catering Concepts. Our full-service catering includes setup and presentation so you can stress less and enjoy your event more. Choose our full-service catering and everything is included, from setup and tear down to the napkins, plates, utensils, and glasses. Complete your event with tables, chairs, linens, dance floors, and decorations. Also, by Catering Concepts. Are you on a tighter budget? Don't worry. Our no-frills catering gives you the same delicious food. We can deliver or you can pick it up and just serve it yourself. Have a corporate event and need lunches? Our gourmet lunchbox catering is a step up from traditional boxed lunches. We deliver them complete with dessert. Call us now to reserve your event. 435-574-0059. When it just has to be perfect, call Catering Concepts.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM. KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM. Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.